News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 16th. Colleen, it is time for us to travel far, far away.
You know, about this time of year, you have to say, it's so great where we live. We're having these sunny days, this beautiful temperate weather, but you notice a little bit of a chill in the air at night, and it just, it's a little nudge that says, it's not always going to be this way.
Absolutely, and that's why we have our weekly chat with Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. Bonnie, take us away.
Oh, we're going to take you away, and that's a plural, because all those wonderful destinations we talk about during our talks every week, you know, whether we're going on a cruise, whether we're going on a tour, where we're going on anything, you have to get from here to there. And guess what? We can get you there at the Travel Authority via the Cherry Capital Airport. So why not bring the person of the Cherry Capital Airport on board, Kevin Klein, the airport director, to tell us all about things happening and something big that's going on right now, too.
Good morning. Good morning,
Kevin. Kevin, you look tired. It's like you've been bringing in thousands and thousands of people here this summer.
Yeah, he's been working that runway.
Well, definitely thousands of people have come to visit us this summer. We've, you know, 2017 has been a great year so far. 2016 was our record year for number of passengers, and we're already up almost 5%. And when the July numbers come in, I think we'll be up even more. So it's been a great summer. You know, new Dallas flight and some of the other activities that have gone on. So great things happening with passenger traffic. But the main reason I'm here is to talk about the runway construction.
Yes.
And we've kicked off. I guess it's always orange barrel season this time of year in Traverse City.
We all feel like we're kind of trapped here right now. It's like you can't get out, right?
Well, that's a great time to start planning with Bonnie to how to get out of here.
You bet. A plan in place.
So, but, you know, of course, all of our festivals are now over, and so it's time to get to construction season. And so we kicked off our first phase of the construction of our runway 10-2-8 project, and what our goal is to add 115 feet now onto our west end. And this is phase two of our overall project. We added 400 feet in 2013, and now we're adding the final 115 feet. And then the pavement itself of that runway is 24 years old. Hmm. So it's time to repave the entire runway. So we're doing the entire project here, which began on the 7th of August, and it started off with a lot of electrical work, working along the sides of the runway, and we're doing that at night, so it's not impacting air travel at this time. And then we'll proceed into some of the later phases here in August with building the taxiways that support the runway extension. But then we get into our main phase of construction, which takes place that Tuesday following Labor Day. And when we get into there, we'll shorten the length of the main runway. We'll still be doing most operations with little effects, except for weather. You know, we're really concerned about weather during the fall time. So serve maybe some weather delays during that time. But we'll start with some grading around the runway, taking care of the safety area towards that Garfield Road. The big thing about the project that has been talked about is everybody thought we're going to bend Garfield Road. We are not bending Garfield Road. We were able to accomplish all of our needs without bending Garfield Road, so that was a great improvement to this project, and it also saved about $5.5 million for not impacting Garfield Road.
Way to go.
So we're very excited about that. And so that will be the first week and a half of construction on the runway. And then we get into the real prime area, which is from September 15th that goes until September 29th. And that main runway will be closed. Hmm. So all of our aircraft will be operating on our north-south runway. The airlines will be impacted. They'll have some weight penalties during that time, but they'll still be operating. And the airlines have known about this really since the first of the year, so they've been booking accordingly to handle that. So
that extra 115 feet, what is that? I mean, when you and I talk about this, Bonnie, we're just like 100 feet, it's not a big deal. What does that actually do?
Well, it puts us into a new engineering performance bucket for the aircraft. engineering performance bucket for the aircraft are measured in 500 feet increments. So our runway was 6,500 feet when we started this project. We added 400 feet in 2013 and then 115, this last 115 that gets us across that 7,000 foot threshold. The main reason is when we have the hot days, you know, some of those days that we experienced a couple weeks ago that were in the upper 80s, low 90s, those impact the number of passengers that the aircraft can carry. And so when we see the larger airplanes, we saw 14, 15 people that were not allowed to travel. Sometimes we'd see on the regional jets four or five people that wouldn't be allowed to travel. So it doesn't seem like a lot of numbers when you look at each individual incident, but when you add it up, it's thousands of people over many years that have been impacted. And so we want to make sure we eliminate that issue. And then as we add to the project, we're putting in on a light lane similar to what you see on Three Mile Road, which when we have weather and then east winds, which we see a lot in the wintertime, especially during our system snows, that will improve aircraft reliability coming into Cherry Capital Airport.
I mean, when you talk about something like the cold, I think we all kind of understand, well, yeah, that makes sense. But the heat aspect of it, I was floored to find out that if it's too hot, people might not be able to get on the plane.
Correct. It's all in the lift capabilities of the airplane. The hotter it is, the less lift capabilities it has. So the runway is a fixed asset. So you can't extend the runway to handle. So you have to adjust the weight of the aircraft. And so that's what takes place. And so we really target it working with our airlines, aircraft manufacturers, the tenants of the airport to find out exactly what that runway length was needed. And some of the interesting things that happened, this has been 10 years in the making that this project has gone on. And through that 10 years, we've had economic swings where the aircraft manufacturers and the airlines got together to improve air engine performance. And so when we originally looked at this project, it was going to bend Garfield Road, and we're going to go to 7,300 feet. But in that 10-year time frame, we've seen aircraft improve engine performance. So getting to 7,015 was a better option by going through this process.
Sometimes it saves to wait a little bit, right?
It did. It did in our case.
Improvements, for sure. And yeah, absolutely. Part of what, when I was looking at the diagrams with Kevin before the show, it's interesting because I don't think anybody, when they hear we're going to extend it 500 feet, okay, everyone kept figuring out how that was going to not impact Three Mile or Garfield or something there. But when you figure out where the other 400 was in that back area of the beginning of that runway when you take off, and now it's the 100 and some feet, it's like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And because that was questions we had. And for those who are flying in the September range, you know, we're conscious of that, obviously, in case there are any sort of weather conditions or flight delays or cancellations. But I know from what Kevin was talking about, the confidence that we feel is that the airlines have been involved in this from day one. And so they have restricted how many passengers are going on certain aircraft. So we haven't been able to sell some of those seats. And then sometimes that becomes the, well, why can't we get in and out of Traverse City? That's not the normal, because normally we are capable of that. But that's a good planning stage for
us. Absolutely. And we've been planning. The airlines have been along with us this whole ride. And so we've been really working close with them. And eventually you have to pave Main Street. And this runway is 24 years old.
Yeah.
And so we really focused and worked with our engineering team and focused on trying to get it into that window to make it effective 24-hour work. And this is a $14 million project, and there's going to be 300 people from Elmers working on this project.
Way to go, Elmers.
And so they won the bid, and just fantastic group to work with to get this project done. So we're very excited.
Well, and working at night, that makes a huge difference, being able to do things at the nighttime hours instead of just relying during the day shift. That makes a difference. And Elmers has obviously been doing that for a long time around
town. Actually have Fred calling in from Torch Lake. He's a pilot and airline captain, and he's got a few positive things about expanding runways. Hey, Fred, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, ladies. Mary, Kevin, how you doing?
Great, Fred. How are you?
Yeah, thank you for that extra 600 feet or so. I've landed hundreds of times with DC-9s and Convairs at your airport as an airline captain. And let's not forget about the extending of the runway sure helps on takeoff, but how about the landings when you have ice, snow, and you're going sideways and trying to get
That's a great point, Fred.
Try to get that airplane stopped, and the touchdown speed is about 110 knots, which goes up to about 130 miles an hour, and you have to stop that airplane a little over a mile, so you got your hands full. But Traverse City, I don't know if most of the listeners are aware of this, takes top honors throughout the whole United States when it comes to snow removal, safety. And Kevin doesn't pat himself on the back enough, but I believe we go to 60 operations in the summertime. And I believe we're number three right now in the States for
number
the
three
amount of traffic. So he's done a very good job at the airport.
Way to go, Fred. Thank you so much for all those
positive
comments.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate that.
I know, Kevin, your head is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And you actually don't like patting yourself on the back. But realistically, you have taken TVC, Cherry Capital Airport, from a position where people were like, yeah, you could fly out of hometown, or
you should fly out of
now
hometown.
Now it's you will fly out of hometown.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And it's really the team that makes it all happen. And this is the community's airport. Mm-hmm. And so when I was hired as airport director, that was my goal, is to make this airport the community's airport and to put in infrastructure that is beneficial to the community and to put in assets that we can sell ourselves to the airlines to make it so the airlines want to give and do business in our community.
Let me ask you about some of the other construction happening at Cherry Capital Airport. You've got the Costco coming in. How excited is everybody about that?
We're very excited about that. And, you know, just having Costco alone, the products, the offering, the jobs that they provide is just...
The
is,
cakes that they make.
Is outstanding. The pizza I hear is on board, too. But what it means to the airport is it's another revenue source on a piece of land that was not generating revenue. And so when we look at how do we keep our cost efficient for the airlines to operate economically out of our region, this is another asset and a tool for that. We call it non-aeronautical revenue, and generating that non-aeronautical revenue offsets their costs, so it lowers their costs. When we look at total cost per passenger to the airlines, for total passengers, it's about $4.23. When you factor that non-aeronautical revenue, we continue to drop that, and our goal is to drop that about another 10%.
Wow.
And to really get airlines interested in, you know, everybody says, well, why don't we have a low-cost carrier, or why don't we do this? And a lot of airport cost is one of the reasons that those carriers look at where they serve. And so our goal is to get our costs to be lower so we can look at attracting those type of carriers and in being involved. Our biggest challenge, though, will always be, as Fred said, snow removal. Mm-hmm. And there's a cost to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we're really working, and to offset those costs, non-aeronautical revenue is the way to do it.
And that goes with the question that we get and you get all the time. Why seasonal? Why can't they be year-round?
Yeah, right.
You know, I would love to have year-round flights like we have the eight cities in the summertime. The main reason is population. When we look at our population in the summertime, it's 4 to 5 times more than what we have in the wintertime. There's been a lot of studies. MSU did a study for Michigan Northwest Community Councils and different groups. And we've seen their studies and what it really is, that bell-shaped curve that we see with our passengers. The airlines, there's a direct relationship. They serve when the people are here. So when you look at January, we serve about 18,000 people. When you look at July, we serve about 74, 75,000 people.
Wow.
And so there's such a dramatic increase in population. Of course, our festivals are here. We're that destination. And so... And then in January, 70% of the people traveling are locals going on trips. And then in July, 70% of the people are out-of-state people coming in. So it is the airlines know how to serve our market and add flights. They do that. They also do that on individual days. So when we look at peak days, especially around our students flying, like Interlochen, we'll see additional flights put on for those certain days or larger airplanes. So Conferences is another thing that we're seeing. When there's a large conference that's brought in the town, airlines know about it. They put on more flights or more seats on those particular days.
Let me ask you about that, because we have been talking in this town about, you know, the new conference center that's going up right next door here across the street at the Park Place. And then we've also been talking about this technology hub. And we just hosted once again this big car conference and people talking about more so being able to live here, commuting to the bigger cities for work. How involved are you on a daily basis talking to people over at the Park Place, at the Grand Traverse Resort, talking to different people, maybe even from TC New Tech, about, hey, we're bringing in, you know, tech experts. We need to make sure that they have a flight back to work.
Absolutely. First of all, I'm on a couple of different boards that tie me directly. I've been nominated for the Grand Traverse County EDC board. I'm also on the Traverse City Tourism Board as a non-voting member. And then, of course, we're chamber members. So we're working with all these groups to have our hand on the pulse, so to speak, to find out what's going on, what's new. Employers adding more employees. We share all that information with the airlines. I gather that information, and I usually meet with our primary carriers down at their headquarters at least once a year. And then I have several other conferences with the airlines that I meet with, not only our primary airlines, but every other airline that's out there, from Southwest, Allegiant, Spirit, JetBlue, all the rest of the carriers that are out there serving today. I usually meet with them about once a year to put forth all this information, mm-hmm. because it's truly a business case that we have to put forth,
right,
so that they'll serve our community. And I look at the airlines as almost like a factory, a mobile factory. When that airplane comes in, it, you know, it's a $30 million airplane or $200 million airplane that comes in, serves your community, and then leaves. And it's our job to make sure that it comes back the next day.
Definitely. And, you know, years and years ago, Kevin, we talked on the air and everything about Traverse City had to become a destination in itself. I remember those conversations quite a bit, because mm-hmm. then air service increases and
Absolutely.
Everything. Well, obviously that occurred, and thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Now, we're talking a lot about getting people here, but Bonnie, one of your big goals is getting people out of here.
Out of here, too. Out of here.
So that's another, I mean, departure flights, mm-hmm. getting out of here is a really big deal. And when we're talking about 70,000 people coming in, there's also a lot of people coming out and leaving in July and January,
there
right?
There are peak times. There's no doubt about it. Kevin sees the statistics. He knows the ins and outs are coming in. We see it all the time, too, with our business travelers who... Mm-hmm. We do have business travelers mm-hmm. who want to live here and commute, and they do that well because of the quality of our life. The other thing is we look at our seasonality, especially in the winter. It's not just the spring break week, you know, mm-hmm. that we all mm-hmm. go, ooh.
Absolutely.
It is all the way through, and it starts in the fall because obviously we get people leaving town for a while, but we mm-hmm. also get snow sometimes on Halloween. So, you know, people start looking at that and on the family travels over the holidays and all that. But that peak time, our residents, our Traverse City people who travel for winter breaks are starting when they get back from the last one. Mm. They are looking at it, and
Definitely.
We know there's X number of, you know, days that before we can make airline reservations. The airlines start looking at their lift. They start looking at if they're going to need to change some of the aircraft mm-hmm. because the reservations start early. And now that it is towards the end of August, after school begins, it's like this big goes on, because everybody gets back to school and they start talking about, well, where are you going? Well, we're doing my water. And I start coordinating some of the families together and everything like that. But winter is a time when we do want to leave. We want to mm-hmm. get out, and it's busy. So we tell people, don't wait. You know, we're doing a lot of it right now.
Absolutely.
But what's really interesting, and so when we talk about the popularity, and Crystal, we've interviewed a lot of these people from river cruising to, you know, going on adventure travel, bicycle tours, all those different things, and how to get them to where they need to go. The number one desire is everyone wants to fly out of Cherry Capital.
Right.
Everyone wants to leave out of here. So we work with that so much, and Kevin and his team and have really put together I think, as much as they can and still keep building. And that's the important thing, is that it's never going to stop with the solicitation of more lifts.
Absolutely.
I think one of the big things, and believe me, I understand this, you don't want to travel to travel. You want to be able to get home as soon as you get home, you know?
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to take a four-hour drive after they've already been in the Caribbean for 10 days, you
because
know?
Because you just relax is. And now you get behind the wheel
yeah.
and go, oh,
yeah.
especially
and you're
that
like,
is
oh.
so true.
You don't well, want to see the snow, period. You certainly don't want to drive in it.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we look at where the location of the airport, that's one of the assets of the airport is it's located, you know, in town, close to our, you know, a lot
center,
of our,
yeah.
you know. And so people, you know, they get off the airplane and they're in bed mm-hmm. in 30 minutes. And so that makes a big difference. But
and in the winter, still in flip-flops and shorts.
Yeah.
Right, right.
They're not giving it up.
Exactly.
But that's also the popular draw for the tourists, too, in the summertime. Mm-hmm. When you look at that, because we say, you know, runway to fairway in 15 minutes if you're going out to the Grand Traverse Resort. So
well, and that's popular for meetings. We mm-hmm. are a desirable place to have huge conferences and all sorts of different meetings. For the very same reason, because the convenience factor and setting up meetings and large meetings for years,
right.
people don't want to get to their destination and have to go a half hour to an hour to get yeah. to their hotel or
exactly.
their spot. So this really InfoCenter and all of our wonderful downtown and all of our foodie and all the stuff we do, it is the popular destination to travel to.
It certainly is. We can get you in and we can get you out. Thanks
to Cherry Capital Airport, for sure.
Exactly. Especially thanks to our friend Kevin Klein from TVC Airport. Cherry Capital Airport. It's very simple to figure out how you're getting out of here, especially if you're using the Travel Authority,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Makes it very easy. You don't have to worry about a thing if you call Bonnie.
We're there.
Right. Kevin and Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
We're going to take a quick break. It is WTCM News Talk 580.